You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm really good, thank you. But, you know, there's a lot going on for our little wee country right now.
There certainly is. It's been quite a wild week, and it's still a wild week for parts of the country. It's looking finer and calmer outside here in Tāmaki finally. But, very much thinking of the Hawke's Bay at the moment, who's still really getting a lashing. It's a lot to unpack. It's a lot to think about. And I guess we're going to, in the coming weeks and months, really be digging into what this means long term for our country and the way we are established. But what are some of the conversations you think need to be at the forefront at the moment, particularly when it comes to our political leadership?
Yeah, well, of course, right now, you know, we're really all just pulling together to help people right now in the urgency and the crisis. And here in Tāmaki Makaurau, you know, we're still recovering from the floods only a couple of weeks ago. And on top of that, another climate impact event. So right now, support and help, really sending my heart out to people who have lost lives, their whānau and livelihoods lost and impacted everywhere. And that's got to be obviously our priority. This is climate change. This is decades of inaction that we are also seeing. It didn't have to be this bad. And, you know, this is the political leadership that is going to be required from everybody. We absolutely have to create a future for our generations where our climate is more stable, and that is reducing emissions. But we also have to adapt. And my colleague James Shaw, as Climate Minister, you know, this is his total focus. He's been able to achieve more action in the past 5 years than there has been in 30 years. But we know it's still not enough. And that's the conversation, and that's the political leadership that is going to be required from all of us across the board.
James Shaw did a very impassioned speech in Parliament yesterday, which I've seen a lot of people sharing online and talking about those lost decades, as he called them, of climate inaction or even climate denial as well. This is going to be a really big systemic change for the country to really get their heads around, and it is, as you said, going to require a lot of cross-party political support. Is that something that we're starting to hear conversation about? I see the National Party has been, you know, mentioning that as something that they would like to see now. Do you think that we're going to actually see, heading into this election year, serious conversations on this topic?
I think this election should absolutely be on the platform of taking strong climate action, on the platform of how does Aotearoa become a world leader in building our cities and towns and regions, in the way that we work with nature, in the way that we preserve our wetlands and our urban trees, in the way that we catch and store our rainwater. So, you know, I think that has to be what this election is about, and that's got to be for everybody. I hope to see broader. It's a really good sign that National are at least acknowledging that this is a climate impact, that this is a climate event, this is climate change. Their policies and their positions on reducing emissions, particularly in agriculture, on protecting the environment, which holds the key to our resilience, their positions have been actually dangerous and harmful. They want to wind back all of the gains that have been made over the past 5 years that, you know, to mitigate climate change and to take climate action. So until we see all political parties come through with strong policies, we're going to need a stronger, greener voice in government as part of the leadership to really push for strong climate action.
Now, one group that's often a big part of these conversations, as both seen as a problem, but also who are going to have a really big problem themselves with mitigating climate change in their livelihoods, are farmers, of course. And there's been a lot of discussion about whether they've been brought into the conversation in the right way over the last few years. Do you think that we are going to see really positive, perhaps, steps in that space this year or in the coming years? Is that something you are hopeful for?
Yeah, that's something I'm hopeful for, because we've also, as the Green Party, been really clear, yes, we need to reduce our emissions across all of the industries, transport, forestry, agriculture, but we also need to see support for regenerative farming practices, for lower emission farming practices. Yes, there are leaders in all of our industries, including in the way that we farm and the way that we grow our food, who, you know, serve to say, look, it can be done. There are better ways that will protect our planet and protect our environment. And so I hope to see more wake-up call conversations of all of these discussions, and certainly also support, more support, more incentive for a better way of farming.
Well, let's talk briefly about Waitangi, because that is such a significant part of our calendar in Aotearoa, and it's a really interesting time to sort of look ahead to the year as well and reflect on where we've been. Co-governance has been a massive conversation politically. It's been quite a fraught conversation politically, and I guess it does sort of dovetail into this discussion about the natural disaster we're seeing and climate change response. What is some of the big things you've taken away from Waitangi this year, and what were you hoping to see perhaps when it comes to political actions inspired by those conversations?
Well, Waitangi was really awesome, and as always, as the Green Party, we were present and involved down at Te Te Marae, which is where the political forum takes place. But look, Rachel, the big thing again and again for Waitangi and being called to account comes back to tino rangatiratanga for iwi and hapu and the mana motuhake over our lands and resources and communities. And the big message is this will be good for everyone. So co-governance is merely been used as a catchphrase. Actually, it's sovereignty of hapu and the ability to have control. And the way that, you know, what people need to understand is this is a positive, inspiring aspiration. And we can see examples of where Māori, tangata whenua and tauiwi have worked together and it works well. And we've seen examples and we've got examples that just need to be more talked about when Māori have control, when Māori have mana motuhake. This is to protect our land and communities, make sure everyone has enough. For everyone, that is a good thing. So, you know, there was a big call from iwi leaders at Waitangi for politicians not to whip up racism. And they specifically named National and ACT as using racist terms and narratives to whip that up, and that's really harmful, and using that as a political tool. And they called that out, and they said every politician needs to be responsible for having an intelligent discussion about the way forward. So that's the big thing that I took away from Waitangi as well.
And do you think we're going to see that this year? Do you think that that is going to have an impact on the conversations leading into the election?
Well, I'm hopeful, but I'm also not naive, and I know that the Greens are going to have to continue to show the way in terms of, you know, Te Tiriti has always been a founding document for Aotearoa and is firmly entrenched into the Green Party Charter. We have a record of continuously standing up for Waitangi. That's where we launched our policy to end perpetual leases, which is the unjust Crown policy that took away control for Māori from their own Māori land. And, you know, that's part of the Greens' leadership that we have displayed over many, many years of affirming tino rangatiratanga. And that's the leadership that we will continue to display. What other political parties do is going to have to be up to them, but we'll call out the racism whenever we see it as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama Davidson. It's great to speak with you. Take care over the next wee while, and we will talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Take care of yourself. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.